You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Just a quick programming note. Join us tonight at 8 for live NPR coverage of the Democratic National Convention from Milwaukee. A mix of live and virtual events is planned as delegates contend with the pandemic and work to nominate their party's candidates for president and vice president. That is tonight through Thursday night, starting at 8 here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, we have the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Mary Koehler on the line. We start with COVID-19 outbreaks. The Wisconsin Veterans Home at King and at Union Grove confirmed dozens of positive cases of COVID-19 among residents and staff at their facilities last week. The Department of Health Services is working 299 active investigations at long-term care facilities statewide. What do you want to know about how the veterans care facilities are managing outbreaks? Veterans, what do you want to share with the Veterans Department head? Join in at 800-642-1234. Secretary Mary Koehler, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, get us up to speed on the situation at Union Grove, where there is a number of positive cases.
Yes, at Union Grove, we have currently 22 staff and 19 residents who have tested positive for COVID. And I can't emphasize enough that just hearing the report this morning of the continuing increasing cases of COVID throughout our state, our staff members live in the communities that surround our homes, and particularly the Union Grove home surrounded by Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties that continue to see increasing cases of COVID. I ask to help us help the staff that can keep the members safe. So knowing that we have staff members who have to go get gas, have to get groceries, please, I ask everyone, stay home if you can. If you go out, wear a mask, socially distance, wash your hands often. We're in this for the duration, and we need everyone's help to keep the staff healthy that will keep our members healthy.
You've called in federal nurses, I understand. Can you explain the circumstances there?
Certainly. You may be aware that our nation has a shortage of healthcare workers. It's a matter, a condition that has existed well before the pandemic hit. So when we have 22 staff members who are out, then we needed assistance with providing care to our residents of our Union Grove home. So we reached out to the federal VA. I personally talked with the director of the Milwaukee VA hospital and got assistance of up to 20 medical professionals who are able to help us. So that will get us through the stretch of having staff out with the coronavirus. Also, you may have heard that to assist us with testing, because our testing was being done by our staff. So to free up the staff to go back to helping provide care to our residents, using the National Guard, the Wisconsin National Guard is assisting us, and they will be doing testing of everyone, members and staff, next week.
And so National Guard is doing the testing of all people at Union Grove on Friday. Is that right?
Yes.
If the situation and you're seeing this outbreak spread, why couldn't the Guard come in earlier to do the testing?
Oh, we were having testing regularly. Okay. We've been testing regularly using the systems that are available. As I mentioned, because we had our own internal staff conducting the testing, then that was taking their time to do testing, which was taking them from actually providing care to our members. So this frees up our staff. You know, the demands on our staff due to the challenges of the pandemic, having the Guard assist us with testing, that enables, again, the staff to provide care to our residents.
Are the federal nurses coming mainly from Milwaukee? Where are they coming from, and how long might they be at Union Grove?
Well, it'll depend on how long this outbreak lasts. The good news is that our numbers have leveled. We are currently at, again, 22 staff and 19 members who have the virus, but that it went from on August 4th, I was notified of two. Now we're at 22, but it is leveled. So I hopefully, again, with the extra focus on preventing this disease, the spread of the virus, we have stopped the spread. But again, the virus is always there, and that's why I again ask that everyone do their part to help stop the spread. The staff live in the community, the communities that have the coronavirus. The members aren't going anywhere, the residents of our homes. So the only way they can get it is if they get it from the staff. We do know we have had some family members who were visiting on the other side of the windows. That is not happening anymore. We actually have security to ensure that no one comes to the campus who's not actually there providing health care or a vendor delivering products.
Three residents at Union Grove have tested positive for COVID and have died. What do we know about these cases? Have there also been any more deaths?
Actually, the deaths that have occurred are of people, and again, to emphasize, this is a vulnerable population. There are people who already have conditions, and in this case, the people who died were on their final days. When we identified the very first case, it was of a person that was receiving palliative care. So that's why, again, I ask, please help. So the deaths have been of people who had illnesses, conditions that were leading to their last days. And COVID is just another thing thrown on their bodies to have to fight. So we had two people at the request of their family who did receive hospitalization. But that's determined by the families and the physicians of the residents, what kind of care. And again, because of the people who were already receiving end-of-life care, they remained at Union Grove, and then the two people who actually did go to the hospital.
We're talking with the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Mary Kohler is with us, and you can join in. Wisconsin veterans, what would you like to share with the head of the department? What questions do you have for Secretary Kohler? We're at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Adam now in Appleton. Hi, Adam.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I am a veteran myself, served in the Army, and I currently I've been working in dentistry for quite some time as a surgical tech and also training in dental hygiene. My question is, and I know that your guest has talked about comorbidities, this list of existing ailments that are present, but when COVID-19 is thrown on top, you know, it exacerbates, you know, all of these things that they're already experiencing. I'd imagine that a lot of the patients at this veterans care facility may or may not be up to 100% disabled. Because I know that being 100% disabled elects them to receive dental care under VA provisions. One thing that has been not really highlighted throughout this whole ordeal is the involvement of periodontal disease and the level of consistent inflammation that provides throughout the body. My question is, what kind of care are they receiving at this facility? What kind of routine prophylactic dental management are they receiving? Because periodontal disease is...
Yeah, Adam, thank you for that. Secretary Kohler, how is dental care handled at veterans' homes? Is there access to dental care?
Oh, certainly. So I really appreciate Adam's question. I think it's another good reminder of our total health, that how important dental hygiene is as well. So our veterans' homes the veterans who meet the eligibility requirements to be at our state veterans homes, they do receive dental care. And also, should they need it, their medical professionals, either in the community or trips to their VA hospital, whether that's in Toma, Madison, or Milwaukee. So I really appreciate Adam's question, that and emphasizing again the total care. Let's, you know, take care of ourselves. We help take care of one another, and dental hygiene is certainly one of those ways.
Let's take a look at the veterans home at King in Waupaca County. Also cases there of the coronavirus. What is the situation at King?
Yes, at King, we currently have 19 staff members who have tested positive and 6 members. So far at King, the cases that have happened over the past have predominantly been of people who are asymptomatic, which, again, I mean, you hear me this morning, and I can't repeat it enough, that if we follow all the measures to stop the spread of this virus. So having staff who are out in the community and the risk of them bringing it back. So we have to emphasize what we can do. And then also I know that the staff knows that you just can't forget to wash your hands on time, or to not wear your mask, and to clean, and to be aware of what you touched in one room and don't take it to another room. So again, the focus on stopping the spread of this virus.
We have Veterans Affairs Secretary Mary Kohler on the line as we check in with her on veterans' homes and amid the pandemic. Veterans, how are you doing during the pandemic? Are you getting connected with services? Are you suffering from the economic downturn or have a question about benefits? Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Secretary Kohler here on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have the Secretary of the State Department of Veterans Affairs, Mary Kohler, on the line. We're asking about veteran services and care amid the pandemic. Veterans, what questions do you have for Secretary Kohler? What would you like to share with fellow veterans in these times? What is helping you through these difficult times? Are you able to connect with resources? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Secretary, going back to King for a moment, do you anticipate calling in federal nurses at King when you see staffing with this amount of virus?
Not at this point.
Okay.
The numbers of staff and the number of members, it's still within our control. Union Grove, in comparison, is we have about 150 residents at Union Grove, and at King we have about 475 or so. And so we are able to have people in isolation in a completely different hall that we have available at King. So it's a little different situation based on the size at King. But that is an option that we will use if the situation results.
I was going to ask you about having multiple halls or multiple buildings. Can you confine the virus to a specific hall or be able to use those other facilities in different buildings?
Correct. Yes. And that's the benefit, again, of the size of King. The separate halls, and there's not staff going between the halls. They're in one. And if we have members who test positive, we have a separate building, a hall, if you will, where they're in isolation from anyone else, any other members, and the staff who provide care at that hall only provide care at that hall. Again, there's no mingling to stop the virus. This is what we have to do.
How are you communicating with families with these outbreaks?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked that. If a resident is positive, the family, the person who is listed as the person to call That's who was called, the family member or relative or, you know, individual who the resident has determined will get the call if we have a positive. And otherwise, for just keeping updates on our homes and the coronavirus, our website, it's dva.wi.gov. We have updates. If I have it actually open on my screen right now, and if you go to the Veterans Home page and, for example, open up Union Grove, we just did a update on the 14th. And again, I want to emphasize the reason there hasn't been an update since Friday is because we do not have any additional cases. So if we have additional cases today, we'll update, provide another update today. So the website is the best way. The pandemic is teaching us all a lot of things. I'm talking to you on from home instead of in the studio with you, which I would have enjoyed. So we're learning that the processes of the past, where we would provide updates by mail, which we are still doing, we need to get an IT system that will enable us to notify people immediately by email. And so I have asked my information technology people to figure out, and let's get that paid for so we can get that updated. So that is definitely a understandable request of other family members who aren't that direct point of contact, that we are able to update people quicker. But in the meantime, we do update, again, our webpage. As change occurs, we are updating the webpage.
If you're just joining us, we are talking with Mary Kohler, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, getting an update with her amid the pandemic, taking your calls, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Kenneth now in Janesville with a question. Hi, Kenneth.
Hello, Madam Secretary. There was a housing problem before COVID for veterans. I was wondering if there are any special programs related to COVID regarding housing for veterans now.
Well, I really appreciate your question, Kenneth. What has been so tremendous about being the Secretary of Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is learning of the relationships of so many nonprofits and other organizations that are focused on veteran housing. And for a good start, I just mentioned our webpage, but I'll also give you a 1-800 number, 1-800-WIS-VETS, which is 1-800-947-8387. We have a program, WDVA has a program. It's the Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program. We have coordinators throughout the state standing by and actually going out and finding veterans in need, and most particularly those who may be homeless or with the threat of homelessness. So please help us get that word out. And if we can answer any questions for you, I encourage you to call that 1-800 number, look at our website. The screen you'll see down in the bottom right-hand corner has chat now. Our Veterans Benefits and Resource Center people are ready to answer questions. So the programs that WDVA has, our Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program and our Veterans Housing Program to assist people transition from the homelessness or potential homelessness to being able to live in the community. So I really appreciate your question, Kenneth. And again, I'm so thankful for, if not WDVA, the multiple organizations and nonprofits in Wisconsin who are ready to help veterans and ensure they are not homeless.
Kenneth, thanks. Let's bring in Rocky now in Wautoma. Good morning, Rocky.
Morning. How are we doing today?
All right. What is your question?
Well, I, in the past, have donated wheelchairs and walkers up to King. And I was wondering if they're still accepting them because of the pandemic.
So in the past, you have accepted accepted donations of wheelchairs and walkers, or you have given these as donations?
I have given them
okay.
to them.
Okay. Secretary Kohler, what about donations?
Well, Rocky, thank you very much for your donations to King. And I'll ask Kate to get your contact information so we can follow up with you. I would like to think that we could still take them with, you know, just the preventive measures that we would take. But Rocky, I just can't thank you enough for your donations and representing so many people that are so generous to our veterans' homes. So Rocky, thank you very much.
I want to circle back to the unemployment situation among veterans. The Labor Department reported last month that veteran unemployment rate was 8%. What are you hearing about how veterans are doing maintaining employment in this pandemic?
I appreciate your question, Kate, because that is a focus of the department. And again, most particularly with our veterans outreach program to help veterans who may be experiencing either unemployment or the risk of unemployment. And that 1-800 number, again, 1-800-WIS-VETS, it's 1-800-947-8387. Call, chat with us, anything that we can do to help. And again, I come back to the organizations in Wisconsin that are standing by to help veterans. This is a challenging time and we're in this together. So I ask that you help us help you by either calling or emailing us or taking part of that chat on our website.
Very quickly before we go here, what will you do about staffing shortages at the veterans' homes going forward as this pandemic persists?
It is a challenge that we continue to be faced with. We have had work groups with the staff themselves that how can we work together to address this? You know, what changes can we make in our homes? This has exacerbated the staffing shortage that exists throughout our country. We need to work together to solve this problem and realize the challenges of those who take care of our parents, our grandparents, and in this case, the veterans who have served our country. Let's work together to ensure that we have enough staff at our homes and our other facilities, whether they're state-owned or not.
Secretary Kohler, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Kate. Great to be with you.
Mary Kohler is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. As Secretary, she leads the agency that serves Wisconsin's over 345,000 veterans and their families. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.